Diary Fragment. Ashfield, New South Wales, Australia. December 21st, 1896. Willie, Sarah, May Israel, Sister Graham and I left the Morissette station last night at 6 o'clock. The second-class cars were about as bad and inconvenient as they could be. We did not get to rest until midnight. I was not well enough to take this trip, but Willie leaves this day for America at 4 o'clock p.m. and must sign papers before lawyers. And houses have been hunted up that may answer as a beginning for a health home. We ride out this early morning to see these houses. Rent for the cheapest is £120 a year. If we could only have money to erect even a cheap building, it would be more profitable. But we see no other way. I must do my level best to draw in all the money I can from America and be responsible for borrowed money to make even a beginning. Some will not listen at all to the idea of having a sanitarium. Others are afraid they will be expected to do something. Brother Lawrence, for instance. His money he clenches with so tight a grip, he will do nothing or next to nothing anywhere. But we mean to try and see what can be done. Brethren Daniels in Salisbury came to see and consult and get some knowledge of the work Willie has been doing, and to see how it shall be done in his absence. We take advantage of this time to have these men show some little interest in this movement. The Lord must have some means for us somewhere. We may have to build. We do not know just what to do. We cannot expect donations from those not in our faith. But the Lord can move upon minds to help in the work. Time is passing, and Satan is moving from beneath with intensity of action. To Battle Creek. I have greatly desired to come face to face with those who have acted a prominent part in the wonderful, strange movements that have taken place in Battle Creek. I think I could speak to them in the name of the Lord, and they would hear me, they would understand, but I think that will never be. 2 o'clock p.m. I've just taken some nourishment and feel a little stronger. I was in a meeting where a large number were assembled, and questions were started in reference to devoting so much time and expense to the roughest class of humanity. The question was presented in this form: Is it in the order of the Lord that such an amount of labor should be devoted to the lower class, when by so doing there is so great a dearth of labor put forth for those who have not sunk so low in the scale of humanity? One arose and said, "There should be special efforts made to restore the moral image of God in man, and to make encouraging experiments in our large cities. But while the labor in these lines should be done, there should be consideration not to absorb so largely in this class of work that there is little means or strength to supply suitable labor to act as missionaries in these large cities. The Lord would have all our work arranged as a part of, and acting harmoniously with, the great whole. Many devoted souls are needed to carry the truth in many localities, and make it their special work to proclaim the message of warning to the world, in direct lines of well-organized labor. There is much being lost because the work is not managed proportionately. The work must be so arranged that men and women shall feel the great need of putting their talents and ability to the very best account."